views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another week of the wonderful Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. Today, Artie had an undetainable thing that he had to do, and so it's going to be me with you today, and we have our wonderful esteemed guest, Guy Lazarus, who is a world-renowned healer and author and also an amazing speaker. Guy, how are you, sweetie?
Oh, I'm great. It's so good to be back. Hello, everybody.
Yes, we have a great topic today, folks. This is a topic that really is very close to my heart because my entire life, I have been going through paranormal experiences. Sometimes I knew what they were, and sometimes I didn't know what they were. So today's topic is finding out whether or not you guys have had paranormal experiences. I'll be explaining mine. And I'm wondering out there if anybody has been frightened of those paranormal experiences, or does it bring you a certain comfort in knowing that there really is an afterlife? So it's a really complex topic, and it's really very close to my heart. And I bet you it's close to a lot of people's hearts, too, because, you know, you never know. You never know if you are having it or if you really saw what you just saw, because sometimes you say, no, I didn't really see that, did I? And you second guess, right, Guy?
Yeah, yeah.
You second guess yourself and you say, no, that didn't just happen, right?
Well, many people are actually afraid to talk about it, you know, because they think, oh, people will look at me like, you know, there's, I have three heads or something like that.
Exactly.
But if anyone has had these experiences, we'd love to hear from you. You can call into the studio at 1-800-930-2819.
We'd love for you to join us today for this topic. You know, sometimes people have these paranormal experiences, and they always say to themselves, oh, that's a negative spirit. And that could not be furthest from the truth. Sometimes we get paranormal experiences from very good spirits, angels that come down to teach us certain things, or maybe to distract us from something, or we get these paranormal experiences from loved ones that have departed from this earth to let you know that they're still around you. So it's going to be interesting. I know I can share about 10,000 of them with you guys. Guy, have you ever had any paranormal experiences?
I actually, you know, I hear things and stuff like that. I mean, some people like you are born with it. And some people, actually everyone's born with it, I would say. And to clear it up, some people have to develop it more than others.
Right.
And over the years, I've learned to develop my skill.
Right, right. It is something of an acquired skill. It is a developmentally abling skill. You have to develop it if you're serious about it. If you're getting a lot of messages and things are coming to you and you don't know what the heck this is, of course you're going to delve into it and look to find out what's going on, right? So that'll open up a door for you to learn, to find out, to see why. And it's very important that you do that because you just can't let it go. Because somebody up there is trying to reach you for a specific reason.
And, you know, if you keep hearing something or keep experiencing something, there's a reason. Like, for instance, just yesterday, I just lost a friend of mine that I'd been friends with since I'm about 13 years of age. And he suddenly passed, and I was speaking with his brother and, you know, trying to console him and stuff on the phone. And I was telling him, you know, he was like best friends with his brother, and he's devastated. And I said, believe me when I tell you, his spirit will always be with you. And no sooner I finished telling him this, I heard my friend in my head thanking me for telling his brother this, for relaying this message.
Isn't that beautiful?
But if I hadn't told him, I would have kept getting it, you know. Yes. I would have kept getting it over and over until I did.
Yes.
So the moral of the story, if you keep hearing something or having a feeling over and over again, it's because you're not acting, you're not doing what's necessary.
Right. You have to work on those feelings. If you're getting a dream, and this comes in dreams a lot for many people, if you're having a reoccurring dream and you can't figure it out, it's best that you speak to somebody who maybe can guide you to figure out how this collates to your life at the moment, because it's important. They are trying to get you a message. When I was about 27 years old, my husband and I were traveling on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. Now, it's just a plain, regular parkway, has toll booths and everything. So we find our exit, and we're getting off our exit. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning, as I said. And the both of us are stopped at a yield sign because we're sitting in a car together. And at the same exact time, my husband and I, at the same split second, saw a man and a young boy. And in cloud form, it was like they were white. They were literally white. You could see a little bit through them, but you really saw their features and you saw their clothes. You saw everything. This man and this boy walked from the woods straight through the hood of my car and over to the other side of the woods and walked into the woods. Now, my husband, not being a psychic, saw this event as well as I did, and he said, did you just see what I just saw? I says, I knew what I saw, and I knew why I saw it, but I says, what did you see, honey? And he explained exactly what I saw. I says, yes. He says, maybe we should tell the police. I says, really? I don't think so. Now, think about this. I was 27 years old at the time. So let's see, 20.
A few months ago.
Yeah, right. Just a couple of months ago. So figure it was about like 40 years ago, guys. A little less than 40, 35 years ago. Okay. So you can figure out my age. About 35 years ago, this happened. And of course, this topic and the subject was not really up for debate at that point because people were still, you know, under the covers with it, so to speak. Excuse me. And he wanted to go run and tell the police. And I says, no, this is not one for the cops.
Yeah, it's not really something you tell law enforcement.
No, not really, because they'll put you in a cell with little padding. But at that time, now, of course, people understand why we see things and why we get this blessed ability at the time we need it to see what we see. Now, for many, many years, I did not understand why we were both blessed to get to see a part of the spirit world. But then as the years went on and as my gift developed and I was told to use my gift for the benefit of the people, I realized that I don't know if I was a true believer 1000% in the spirit world at that time.
Yeah,
I always had a modicum of doubt. And after I saw the things that I saw, there was no doubt in my mind at all. So they were put here to let me know.
That was a very clear message for you.
Very clear that, hey, wait a minute. You with the gift are doubting this? Shame on you, girl. Shame on you. So, yeah, this was a very big lesson to me. And I'm hoping that our audience out there will give us some calls. And you can get a little free reading, too, from myself. Some healing words that you may need from Guy and things to deal with what you're going through right now from him. And we can discuss things that you've seen and share together what we've all been blessed to see.
It would be great to hear everybody's stories. You know, right? Don't be shy.
No. And, you know, 9 out of 10, look, I've been doing this for 63 years, December 13th. Okay, I'm 63 years old, December 13th, coming up. So I can remember having paranormal experiences at the tender age of maybe 4 or 5. And most of my memories are not with parents or grandparents, but there are these paranormal experiences, okay? So they obviously were brought there for a reason. Now, I do remember a lot of them, and I'm thankful. And since I've gotten them, since I've been 4 years old, 5 years old, I have never run into a bad one. So as long as you are in the right frame of mind and your heart is in the right place, as far as knowing that the light of the Holy Spirit will always be there for you, regardless of your religion or your beliefs, regardless, he is always there. The big guy, I call him the boss. He's always there to protect you. And if you ask him, if you are fearful, just ask for a little protection from Michael, Metatron, from the Holy Spirit, and he's right on that, like flies on rice, like white on rice. Yeah. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that none of this is negative. It's all positive. So take those stories out of the closets, guys, and give us a call.
You know, many people are also raised, you know, this is not
well, we're
going to
get,
believe.
Yes, we're going to get to that in a minute, but we have a commercial break right now. So, guys, please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel, and today with Guy Lazarus in stepping in for our beloved Artie, who will be here probably next week. But I think next week is Thanksgiving, folks.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so everybody's getting ready with their turkeys.
And it's that time of year already.
I can't believe it. Time flies. So, like, you know, let's get back to what we were talking about, our topic. I love this topic because I love to hear the crazy things that happen that nobody could explain. And like I said, I have about a million of them, and every single one of them, I vow to you, is 100% the truth. Every single one of them. And it's so funny that there's been a lot of people around me when these paranormal experiences happen. In fact, one happened today to me. I was sitting all by myself in my family room, and I had my dogs with me, and they were sleeping. And all of a sudden, in my kitchen, garbage from the garbage pail started flying out of my garbage pail. Garbage all over my kitchen. It just started flying all out. And one of my angel statues dropped on its side. Now, I haven't really, I knew there was an energy in the home, of course. And I know that this time of year around my area, I get these rogue spirits that roam around, and they do come in, and they sometimes like me to know that they're around. So they do mischief. But nothing else has happened. I picked up the garbage. Everything was fine. I didn't get any negative energy feelings, and nothing, you know, was broken, and everything was okay. But they were, I guess, reminding me about the topic today and getting me prepared to tell them, because I know they follow me everywhere I go. So I want you guys to know, and my spirits that are listening, thank you for that wake up this afternoon. And yes, I'm talking about you right now. You all know who you are. But, you know, like Guy was saying, a lot of religious groups feel as though these are negative. These, I guess, encounters.
Well, many religions I know,
mm-hmm.
particularly the Catholic religion, they look at psychics as being evil.
This is true.
They do.
But I want to tell you something. After my son passed away and my gift was, I mean, out of control, I had gone to see my priest in my parish. And what he told me floored me, folks. I never expected to hear this. He said to me, Sky, God gave many good people here on earth remarkable gifts. And as long as you use it for the benefit of all and for the good, then you are working God's plan. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to drop down dead right where I was because I couldn't believe that this was coming out of a priest's mouth.
Yeah.
I felt really very empowered by that.
I was speaking with one priest, and I was telling him what I do. And when I heal people, every now and again, depending if the person needs it or not,
yeah,
I will get a divine message for them. It'll literally, and you know this, I
yes.
told you this.
Yes.
And I told this to the priest, and he said to me, I thought he was going to think, you know, oh, you're out of your mind. But he looked at me, he says to me, he chose you. I said,
see that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Because I do give divine messages.
Yep.
Depending yeah. if the person, if you don't need it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, the things that come
really
out of our mouth.
It surprised me, though. I did not think
well,
that
I
he
told
would
you.
Understand.
Oh, they do. It's not like it used to be like Stone Age anymore. Yeah. There are amazing modern day priests who are so open. And you know what? They really should be open because, for heaven's sakes, they pray constantly. What better connection? Yeah. And I wonder how many messages they get that they don't say.
You're right. Absolutely.
You know, it's not only us. I mean, you know, I feel inadequate to the way they pray. You know, they pray constantly. They're on a regime, a prayer regime, you know. They wake up, they pray. They pray in the afternoon. They pray in the middle of the day. They pray all day long. But we don't. But yet we're getting these messages. Imagine what they're getting. So they do understand.
Yeah. It really surprised me. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
I really was.
Yes. It really shocked the poops out of me.
Because when you pray, you're sending out spiritual energy.
Absolutely.
To the universe, to God.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yet, you know, the old timers are opposed to it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I it's so sad to me. And I guess it's through evolution, really, that our fathers before us and only a generation back was so closed-minded about the spirit world. Not everybody, but a lot of people did it behind closed doors. Look, I was afraid to come out of the closet. I truly was. I used to give people messages and not tell them. They used to think I was just brilliant, you know. I didn't want to, you know, disrupt that picture, but truth be known, I wasn't brilliant. I was getting messages, but I would like hesitate to tell them it was a message from, you know, beyond, because I didn't know how they would receive that.
Well, it also takes a while before you learn to actually trust the messages.
Yes, that's so true, folks. Because, you know, you may think that we always get this little voice that sounds different than ours in our heads, but it's not the way. That's not how we get our messages. Yes, sometimes the spirit will come and whisper in our ear, and only we will hear it. But 9 out of 10 times, the voice in your head is your own. And you really have to trust that voice. And once you get that trust, right, guys?
Well, many people would say, oh, My gut tells me.
Right.
Your gut's not telling you anything.
Right.
Spirit is.
That's right. He's right. Now, it's very funny, and I'm going to bring this up to you, and you probably will beat me up later. When he started coming out of the closet, so to speak, and found out he had this amazing talent and gift to heal people, I noticed, and I think I said it on one of the shows, that he also showed a lot of intuitive and a lot of mediumship qualities, a lot of psychic ability. And I recognized it immediately. And he kept telling me, no, I don't. No, I don't. You're crazy. No, I don't.
I was in denial.
Thank you. Say it again.
I was just a happy little healer.
Okay. Happy little healer. Was I right?
You were right.
Okay. But I saw that in him. I felt that in him. As he was getting a message, I was getting a message. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I didn't have that trust in myself.
Right.
To realize that, hey, this message is real.
That's right.
You know, I've healed people. I'm very comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
You know, but I got these messages and I could not ignore them.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that it didn't take you a lifetime to recognize that. And I want to say it was because you have friends like Artie and I, who are no strangers to this. And we kind of like reared you in the right direction and opened up a part of your mind.
Well, you know what? It helps me a great deal in healing. Because when I'm with a client, they won't even have to tell me anything.
That's right.
I'll just know. And especially when I touch them and connect with them.
Yeah.
When the energy is totally connected, it really, really helps.
Oh, it's everything. So the way you heal is by, let's say they don't, your client doesn't tell you that they have any abnormality. And if you go near somebody and you touch them in one spot of their body, let's say their shoulder or their arm, you will get a sensation that there's something brewing someplace.
Normally when I heal, you know, if you tell me your knee hurts, I'm not going to put my hands on your knee. Mm. More than likely, I'm just going to go, my point of entry is someone's shoulders. I'll put my hands on their shoulders.
Okay.
And from the shoulders, the energy goes throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go wherever the pain is.
Ah, very interesting concept.
So that's the way it'll work.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm so connected to the person's energy.
Right.
And like I said, if there's a message for them, they will get it.
You see, that's a little bit differently than we work, folks. The way we work as psychics and mediums, is that we will sit with a person and all of a sudden I will be entering their space. When I enter their space, there are the loved ones waiting to speak with me. Sometimes on rare occasions, if there's a lot of people, I'm doing readings for a lot of people at one time, I will ask the spirits that I haven't met yet to come to me and introduce themselves to me so that I have a jump on knowing who I have to go to first, who are the most outgoing spirits, and I could get them done right away. Mm-hmm. And 9 out of 10 times they do. The car drive there, I will be connecting. Going into the home, I will be connecting. And it's so much fun because I feel as though I've made so many new friends and they're in the spirit world, yeah. You know? And I know these amazing people watch over me, you know? It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful feeling. And I'm so grateful for them. And I'm so grateful to be able to do this gift for many people that, you know, no words. I don't even feel that I'm good enough as a person to have received a gift like this, you know?
And by the way, we don't have to be with you to treat you. If you'd like any healing from me, you know, it doesn't matter if you're around the world. You could reach me at 347-705-4503. Or if you're more comfortable, you could email me at spiritualhealer1111@gmail.com. And now Skye will give you her contact information and Mr. Hoffman.
Yes. Well, you know, like I said, all I have to do is hear your voice. Sometimes all I have to do is see your name and your spirit energy. I will enter your spirit energy and I will be able to read you. And that's why I have a lot of people who call me from other countries around the world. And I am able to give them an amazing reading as if I was holding their hand. I don't need that. I don't need to hold somebody's hand. But before we get into that, I'm going to give you my number and then we're going to go to a commercial break. My number, if you'd like a reading by phone or in person, my number is 908-500-1474. If you'd like a reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. But we have to go to a commercial break right now, folks. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijewan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Skye Siegel and Artie Hoffman. And today we have our esteemed guest, healer, spokesperson, and author.
Motivational.
Motivational speaker. Yes, you get me motivated. Motivational speaker and author, Guy Lazarus.
Hello, everybody.
You know, Welcome Guy, I always said something about you. I don't know if you know this. You have a very biblical name, your last name, Lazarus.
Yes.
Lazarus was Jesus' best friend.
Yes,
I guarantee that you are a relation somewhere down the line.
It could be.
You are. Your demeanor, even your family situation. You know that? You have a lot of sisters?
Three sisters.
Yeah. And Lazarus also had sisters. I think it was three sisters. There are a lot of similarities within Lazarus.
We both
Jesus
have the calming one. Effect on people.
Yes, you certainly do. The only thing is you're alive.
Yeah, well, he rose people from the dead, and I heal them when they're alive.
There you go.
We're getting back. Both in the medical profession.
Yeah, really, so to speak, right? We're all healers of the soul. But anyway, you know, when you're a psychic, you expect, I guess, to see some paranormal, you know, activity here and there. But when you're a regular person and you don't have the gift and you see it, how does that affect you? And does it make you frightened? Or does it give you a peace, a sense of peace, knowing that there is a spiritual world out there?
I'm going to take an intuitive guess that most people are frightened.
I feel the same way.
If you'd like to speak about it, you can call into the studio, and
yes,
we'd love to hear your story. Please don't be shy. Don't be afraid.
You could be anonymous if you like.
Yeah, you can reach us at 1-800-930-2819.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you guys another story that happened to me, and then I'll let you tell one, Guy. Would you like to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Such a gentleman.
Ladies first.
Oh, my God. All right. So I had just moved into my home. And this was about 24 years ago. And this house was a total bomb when I bought it. It was fixer up. And we moved in October. And come to find out when we moved into the house, each room had their own heating system. It was a little box on the wall. And most of them didn't work. And we didn't know this prior to moving into the house. So when it started to get cold around November, you know, the whole house was freezing. And of course, we did not have any heat. So one day I said to my husband, why don't you take the kids out and I'll stay home and start getting things unpacked. And this way I can do it quickly. And then maybe we'll go sleep in a motel so we can get all this heat fixed. So he left with all the kids. I had no pets at the time. And I started doing my thing in the house, and I became so frigidly cold that I ran upstairs to my room. On my bed, I sat on my bed, and I said, no, I have to get under the covers. So I get under the initial covers, but at the foot of the bed, there was this huge, thick quilt. And I got under the covers, and I was chattering, and I said out loud, I wish somebody would cover me. I am freezing to death. And with that, believe me, folks, this is the God's honest truth. I saw the blanket move and I closed my eyes because I got scared. That blanket, and it was a heavy one, a real heavy custom-made quilt, came up and tucked me in all the way around. The only thing I regret till this day is I did not open my eyes. But I want to tell you this, as it was happening, I got a feeling of peace within me that was far surpassed any bit of peace that I've ever had before or after. A feeling of euphoria. And I kept saying, I know this is definitely paranormal. There's nobody in the house. And I'm saying this as it's happening. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. I was afraid to open my eyes in fear of what I was going to see. So I made the mistake of keeping my eyes closed. And to this day, it is the one thing I regret, because as they were covering me with this blanket, I had the most beautiful feeling of euphoria, of peace.
You felt safe.
Oh, my God. I can't even begin to tell you the feeling. I've never had it since, and I've never had it before that. It was amazing. And I could kick myself for not opening my eyes to see who this was. You know? I regret it so badly. I have a lot more stories to tell you around that time of my life.
I can't
you go.
Beat that one.
It's the God, you know, it's the truth. My husband came home and the kids came home and said to me, how the heck did you tuck that blanket in on all three sides as tight as it is? So help me God, folks. I was in there like you could bounce a quarter off that bed like an army cot. And he believed me because he knew me, you know, where there's me, there's usually spirit.
I really don't have many of those type of stories.
But the, really?
You mentioned euphoria, and it reminds me of the very first time. I've been healing people for many, many years, and the very first time I was given a divine message for someone, which was actually just about a year ago, and we're in session, and all of a sudden the message comes to me, and I knew. At first, I said to myself, I'm hearing, you know, like I said earlier, you hear it over and over in your head until you pass the message along.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you keep hearing it.
Right.
So I kept hearing it. I said, this is not possible. How is this possible? I knew who it was coming from.
Did you?
This was coming from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman I was with, I'll just tell you that he was diagnosed with cancer. And I was treating him. Thankfully, now he's doing much, much better. And what happened was, and I just knew this, I was given this message because he gave up in believing.
Mm.
You know, because when, God forbid, that happens to anyone,
you
say to yourself, why is this happening to me? There is no God. And,
right.
Oh, I'm not, why should I believe in anything and this
right.
and that? Well, this was a message for this man to stop believing. When I gave him this message and we were finished, when I gave him the message, I felt this feeling of euphoria in my body. Like it wasn't even me.
Yes. And
after we were done, he looks at me, and this is a big guy. He's like 6'2", about 2
I know this. I happen to know this man, and he's no baloney artist.
He was looking at me with tears in his eyes. He says, can I hug you? And he hugged me like a little kid. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And he knew, you know, I told him why he got the message, but he knew why he was getting it.
Sure he did.
And it was the most incredible thing.
That renews my faith and my belief. And that always, it always renews me. It always renews the fact that no matter how bad we are or we perceive ourselves as, you know, not always being 100% good, like by praying all the time and meditating and, you know, we slip a little bit and, you know, holler at the kids or whatever, or lose our patience with our spouses. No matter what we do, and even if we feel that we're not good enough, the Holy Spirit always feels we are.
Yeah.
That's such a gift in itself, just to know that.
The way I've developed that, I really don't get angry.
Yeah.
you know, we were talking before we went on the air. Yeah. I look at everything, if it happens good, bad, indifferent.
Yes.
I treat everything that happens as a lesson.
So do I.
I don't dwell on things.
Yeah.
Because this just,
it's meant.
You can't do anything about it.
Right. You know, when you're a spiritual person, like a lot of you are out there, you know that whatever's going to happen to you, if you had no control of it, no control at all, and if it still happens to you, this is part of your divine plan. So you have to look at it as, what am I learning from this? I've been deficient in this area, obviously. Now I have to learn a lesson from what I'm going through.
But the turmoil people face, many people, is they don't surrender to it. They try and go against the divine plan.
It's no happening.
And this is what gives people anxiety and keeps them up at night.
This is true.
Because they're not just surrendering.
Go with the flow.
Whatever's going to be, it's going to be.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to meet that person of your dreams, whether you're looking or not, you're going to meet them one way or another.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
You know, one way or another, you're going to meet that person.
You will.
You're going to get that job if it's meant to be.
Yes. Of course, you know, you have to be proactive too. You know, if you're getting messages, if you're feeling, oh my God, I need to change my job because I am just not making men's meat. That's also a divine message.
Yeah.
To start looking for another job or to start, you know, increasing your ability to make money. Because that, believe it or not, even as mundane of that as that might seem to you, that is a message.
Yeah, people don't realize it's time to, they're creatures of habit.
Yes.
And many people don't realize, okay, this chapter is now complete.
Right.
It's time for me to go on to the next. And all of that is based on fear. And it's fear of the unknown.
Yeah, and that's very
common.
You know,
not that you should quit your job before you have another one, because that's just foolish. But if things are not working out well,
it's time to change.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, you know, recognize that. And they do try and help themselves. But like, you do get complacent sometimes. And you say, oh, well, I'll just cut back. No, you can't do that. That is your message. And when you start recognizing these messages over and over again, you do start opening up to spirit. But with that, folks, we have to go to another commercial break. So just stay with us and we will be back after this commercial.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And today we have Guy Lazarus with us. Very lucky.
Hi, Guy. I'm the lucky one. What was that? You sounded like Pee Wee Herman.
I am. It's just a little craziness today. You know, it's funny. About 12 weeks ago, I lost my dog, my love of my life, Harley. And it was a terrible loss for me because I always felt that my son, who I had lost 5 years ago, sent him to me to help me heal from his passing. And he did. I have to admit, that dog got me through the hurdles. Right, Guy?
Yeah. That dog put me in tears when I gave. Yes. You know, I didn't mention I also heal animals.
Yeah, he does.
And I gave him that session. And he had me in tears.
Let me tell you, folks, I watched the session and felt the Holy Spirit and saw Guy and the dog both go into a trance. It was insane. And because of that, he gave Harley 3 or 4 extra good months of not suffering because he had a terrible, terrible aggressive bone cancer. And the dog was not in pain. He was eating, he was playing, he was running outside. I mean, the dog was not what you would think he would be with that type of aggressive cancer. And recently, before he died, I told him, I do not want you to hang around me. I want you to look for a man who's going to come to get you. And his name is Michael. He is your human brother. And he is my son. And I want you to go with him. And I want you to go be happy. And when I get there, I'll see you again. And, you know, I haven't felt his energy around here until a couple of days ago. Yeah, it was a couple of days ago when I was walking and there was nothing in my path. I was walking from my family room into my kitchen. I have a hallway. There's a bathroom and then there's an entrance to my dining room. And it was a clear path. And I'm walking and I tripped over my own feet. And I'm saying, what the heck did I trip over? And lo and behold, it was Harley. I know it was Harley because I kind of stubbed my toe on something that wasn't there. I felt my foot going under something. Yeah. And there was nothing there. And I fell over Harley. And I know it was him because that's where he used to sit. Remember he used to sit like in the...
Yeah, sure.
And I literally knew that he had come, I guess, to visit or to give me his healing energy. Because I was going through a few things, you know, we're human too. And we go through trials and tribulations like everybody else. And there was some things that I needed some healing with. And just as Harley took his last breath, his mom and dad, Harley's mom and dad, gave birth to one single solitary puppy. That same moment, 5/25, the same day he died, this baby was born. And I know I have told everybody about her. Her name is Zaza, and she is the most unbelievable. Is she unbelievable?
Yeah. Well, the miracle is no one knew this, that, you know, her mother was even pregnant with her.
That's right.
She just appeared.
That's right. The breeder did not know. And this is a breeder for years. She's an accredited breeder.
Yeah, they know when a dog is pregnant.
Oh, heck yeah. And she did not know that the dog was pregnant. And it's so funny that as she was passing her kennel, she looked down and saw a puppy on the ground. And as the puppy fell on the ground, she looked at her watch. It was 5:25. And that was the exact moment that Harley took his last breath. And I know that because it happened in my home. He passed away with great dignity, laying in his favorite spot on the couch with me holding him and kissing him. And it was 5:25 when he took his last breath. It was, you know, so I got a miracle, folks. That was also a paranormal miracle. I can't thank the Holy Spirit and everybody in heaven.
Well, these are the miracles that happen all the time that a lot of people don't see as miracles.
This is true. This is so true. And you guys have to look at things in a little bit different perspective. You know, coincidence. You could say, this is all coincidence. Is it? Is there really coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidence.
Neither do I
believe in divine intervention.
Absolutely.
Nothing is
there
coincidence.
There is no such thing as coincidence.
No. It happens because it's supposed to happen.
Absolutely.
The way it's supposed to happen.
Right. And when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You can't push it. Like, you know, we have the lottery here in New Jersey, and it's like $400 million. And no matter how many lottery tickets I buy, I never win.
I just bought the winning one on the way here.
Oh, so did you?
Don't worry.
Are we going to split it?
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, good.
You'll be good.
Okay, good. Well, there you go. I don't have to worry.
I'll give you $50.
Oh, thank you. And please allow me to buy dinner. Well, I tell you, there's so many different paranormal experiences I went through. It was so funny. My son, God rest his soul, spirits used to bother him like crazy. He used to come down to the kitchen in the middle of the night, and he used to hear psst, psst, like that. He used to look over by the door, and there was a little blonde-haired boy with a little bowl haircut standing by the door. By the door is actually the double oven. So he would stand by the double oven, and my son used to be so scared. It was ridiculous. And I used to laugh my behind off because he used to tell me these things. And I knew, I would never tell him I knew that these kids were here because I did know. But I used to laugh like crazy because, you know, he sees things and he knows he sees things and he was petrified of them. Yeah. And then my daughter, my second daughter born, her name is Jennifer, and she was outside shoveling snow. And she hears in her ear, Jennifer, Jennifer. Now, I'm by the dining room window watching this. I see her. I don't hear anything. I watch her throw down the shovel and run like the Dickens to the house in a foot of snow. When she got to the door, I says, what the heck happened? She says, Ma, you're never going to believe this. And then she says, nope, you'll believe it. And she tells me she just heard somebody whisper in her ear, Jennifer, and there was nobody around. I said, I know there was nobody around. I was watching you shovel.
That's right. We really should be laughing because it's not funny to laugh when someone has the crap scared out of them. But we just we just look at it in a different perspective.
Right. We do, guys. Hey, it's 555, guys. So the angels are watching us, you know? Here anyway.
Wow, it's almost time to go.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
We have like 5 minutes left. 3 minutes left until the show is ended. Oh, my gosh.
It was such a pleasure to be here today.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I love when you come.
Why don't you tell people how to reach you again?
Oh, that's a good idea. So, guys, if you want a reading by myself, the number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like a reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And Guy?
If you would like a healing from me, I would love to help you with your mind, body, soul, and dog. You can reach me at 347-705-4503. Or you could email me at spiritualhealer1111@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest today. As usual,
it
was wonderful and enlightening. Thank you for that. And I want to thank everybody for listening today to our show. I'm sorry you guys didn't want to call in, but nevertheless, we love you and we'll see you next week. So from my mouth to God's ears, I bless you all with the most amazing love, health, abundance, and the most amazing life that God could ever bestow on another person. May all your dreams and wishes come true for all of your families. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for always being such a devoted and kind audience and listening to us.
Well, I would like to say again that it was a pleasure to be here, and I hope we've enlightened some listeners.
I hope so, too.
I do wish we would have had a call, but that's okay.
That's all right.
I hope we were able to touch some people's lives and
make you not afraid.
People. Yeah. And well, I would like to wish everyone a very happy
Thanksgiving. Oh, yes. Well, yes. I'll be here next week, but thank you for doing that, Guy.
You know, Thanksgiving is the only holiday of the year that does not involve religion.
This is true. So, folks, again, from my mouth to God's ears, God bless all of you for this week and all the weeks coming. We'll see you soon. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.